From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're listening to a performance here in our studios from a quartet of stellar musicians. Yo-Yo Ma on cello. He's joined by three other virtuosos with roots in the world of bluegrass. Nashville musician and composer Edgar Meyer on bass. On fiddle, the renowned Nashville session player Stuart Duncan. And at 30, the youngster of the bunch, mandolinist Chris Thiele of the alt bluegrass bands Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers. Ma, Meyer, Duncan, and Thiele have played in various combinations over the years, but never all four of them together, until now, on a new project called the Goat Rodeo Sessions. They came by to talk about the collaboration, and we'll hear a full-length performance of another tune in a few minutes. This one is called Quarter Chicken Dark. And as you can tell by that title, the four musicians bring a sense of humor with them. They clearly are having a blast. That tune, Quarter Chicken Dark, from Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele. Their new project is the Goat Rodeo Sessions. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us, Melissa.
Thanks.
You just did a salute with bows at the end of that tune.
Yes, that's called Where's My Bow?
Where's My Bow?
Yes.
I was going to say, the Where's My Bow technique does put you at a disadvantage as the mandolin player. Where's my pick doesn't quite do it.
In fact, at one point, we did a salute at the end of a take that they were filming. And they had actually sort of crossed bows, Three Musketeers style. And I guess maybe my role was like D'Artagnan or something. And so I tried to get the pick, and it actually fell out of my fingers. And it was a traumatic experience for me.
The mandolin pick fell.
The mandolin pick fell to the ground.
Humiliating.
It was shameful. This is a shameful way of getting sound out of a string. Look at how it's small. It's so small and insignificant in comparison.
And so precise.
I'm glad you said that.
I think we're verging on some mandolin jokes here if we're not careful.
Right.
Could be trouble.
Yeah.
Goat rodeo. What exactly is a goat rodeo, Chris Thiele?
It means it's an aviation term, I guess, where so many loose ends, so many things that could go wrong that you need to go right for everything to turn out not utterly disastrous. And we kind of felt a kinship with that concept.
And did it spring up organically, Yo-Yo, from the sessions, or what?
I think so, because so many of the songs, the working titles, had rodeo attached to it. So we had Irish rodeo, we had all kinds of rodeos, and then there was a goat rodeo. And Chris looked it up one day, and we thought, gee, that's a version of us. It's kind of everybody could be a leader, or everybody can be a follower at various times. And I think the vast amounts of fun that we have, which is, for me, that's the goat rodeo part. How can we ever get any work done when we're laughing all the time? And that's actually the part that we love the most. It's a great balance between the two.
Well, would you play another tune for us? What would you like to do?
Attaboy, gentlemen.
That's right. That'll work.
One,
yes, sir.
Two, one, two, thank you.
I'm talking with Chris Thiele, Edgar Meyer, Stuart Duncan, and Yo-Yo Ma, and that's the song Attaboy from the Goat Rodeo Sessions. Tell me some stories from your recording sessions. I'm trying to figure out who was playing, not which part on an instrument, but which parts were in the room.
When you've been trying to conduct an interview about a fairly serious subject, have you ever had somebody take a bow and stick it in your ear?
I've never have. Edgar Meyer. Could
you
happen
haven't.
Today, I'm thinking.
Right. We'll see if it sounds appealing. You maybe should join our band. Because that sort of thing happens quite regularly.
Yes, and what's
write new lyrics to the instrumental songs.
That's true, and some that you will never, ever hear.
Definitely not.
But I think part of having fun is, and I think Stuart said something very interesting, is that some of the best playing that he has done was when he wasn't focused on himself, on trying to get something right. And the idea of poking a bow in someone's ear, for example, while they're about to do something serious, actually makes them not think about the seriousness of what they're about to do, which actually releases them to do what they need to do.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
I'm sticking to that. Absolutely.
Although I have to say, Stuart, being the one with the ear in this in the scenario, and the bow being a cello bow.
At the time, it didn't seem like a great idea.
But in retrospect, it actually probably helped me.
You're playing here in our studio in a really tight circle, the four of you. When you recorded the album, which was up at James Taylor's Barn Studio in the Berkshires, I gather, was it a similar situation to this? Were you all crowded around?
Very similar.
Very similar.
Edgar Meyer?
With us in a tight circle, we all affect each other's playing very much. That's actually an aesthetic that we want, both, you know, in the local sense of one measure or one phrase, but also in the longer sense of a year or 2 years, when, you know, we want to come out different people than we walked in.
So. How does that work, Yo-Yo Ma, affecting the play of the other players when you're playing this close?
We all like to go to the edge, and we like to take calculated risks to go to the edge, and all of us in some weird way is probably also a bit of a perfectionist. So the tension between the two is what we play off of in each other, therefore the visual cues, therefore the tight quarters. So when somebody does something that you know is special to them or different, or they're going into a different direction, we almost intuitively will follow. It's like a school of fish. You know, suddenly they will turn direction. And that's part of the thing that makes, I think, a performance or music come alive.
Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele. Their new project is The Goat Rodeo Sessions. Thanks to all of you for coming in. It's been such a great time having you here.
Thanks for having
us, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
And would you play us out with something?
Absolutely.
That tune titled Less Is Moi from Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, Stuart Duncan, and Chris Thiele. Their new project is The Goat Rodeo Sessions. And you can watch them perform at NPR in what we call a tiny desk concert. That's at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.